You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. This is The Big Picture. It's been a crazy Wednesday. That was Brian Adams there, somebody. And I hope you've been doing your homework, because Sheila Singham from Via Group is back in the studio, and she's going to spank you if you haven't done your homework. Good afternoon, Sheila. How are you?
Good afternoon, Jasmine. Good to be back.
Okay, so last week we were asked by you to write down a list of all the things that we want to achieve. And I've written mine. It's not very long,
actually. Good girl, Jasmine.
And I hope if you're listening and you listened last week that you have your list as well. So this week we are going to achieve our heart's desire. Is that right?
Yep, that's right. Well, we're going to start the process, okay? A concrete, structured process to get what we want.
Okay. So in that list, I'm sure you all have recognized what it is you do want. Mm-hmm. Okay. I've listed mine. Do you want to take a look at it?
Oh, well, tell us, Jasmine. Share.
It's kind of silly, really. Well, not silly. The first one is something I've been working on for like the last 5 years. I want to be fit, trim, and healthy. I would specifically like to be a size 12 again.
And you will.
I hope so. Okay. The second thing on my list, I would like to get a horse.
Mm,
okay. Is that a silly goal?
Never. Nothing is silly if you desire it enough, you know, because it's something that comes out of you, your desire. So to you, to everybody, whatever they want, it's something that that needs to be respected by everybody else, you know. So if you have a goal and you think that people are going to say it's silly, well, don't tell them.
But it doesn't seem like a real goal, though.
Why not? It's a desire. We're still at the stage of desires right now.
Desire. Mm. Desire is fine. And my third thing on my list is that I would like to own my own home, not the bank.
Right. Okay. Good. Okay. Very commendable goals. All desires.
What is the first step, Sheila, in getting what you want out of life?
Okay, just to reiterate a little bit about what we talked last week, the first thing you absolutely need to do is to take 100% responsibility for your life. Now, you can't complain, you can't go on blaming your past and whatever has happened, or anybody around you, your bosses, your parents, your husband and your kids and all that. You need to decide today, I'm going to take control back of my life, okay? And I'm going to make things happen. And then you've got to understand that if you want to change the results that you're getting, you want to change the outcomes you're getting in your life, then you need to change the way that you're operating. Because if you're just going to let things be, something's not just going to come and happen to you. Right?
That size 12 is, you know, going to remain a dream.
Yeah, you're just not going to shrink, you know, automatically. We'll have to do something. You'll have to do something to get there. Okay. Another thing a lot of people do is they say, I don't want to dream anymore. I don't want to go out there and do this and do that, because they have had failure in the past and they've looked upon themselves as failures, or something that they did as a failure. And what I want to stress here is never look on anything that didn't work as a failure. Look upon it as feedback. If it didn't work, what was the reason that it didn't work? Was it a process? Did you not do something right to make it happen? Whether it's a relationship or a business or a career or something that, you know.
Weight loss.
weight loss or leisure. Mm-hmm. You've got to look at the process of doing it. Now, obviously, if it didn't work for you at that time, then that process is not going to work for you. So you've got to change the way you're doing things and come up with a new process, a new approach that will work for you. And it's got to be something you're comfortable with. You know, if it's weight loss and people are saying, oh, well, try the protein diet, or try a no carbs or a no, you know, no oil or no this and no that diet, and not just go on lime juice and fruits the whole day. If it doesn't work for you and you're not happy with it, how could you possibly enjoy doing something like that and use that approach to achieve your goal, you know?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay.
Okay. And then, like what I said last week, make a list of everything that you want to be, do, and have. Don't worry about whether you can do it, or don't worry about your own beliefs that come from inside. This is what we call limiting beliefs, you know. Mm-hmm. Just if it's a desire, and if it's a very strong desire, it's got to be a strong desire, yeah? It's not something you just put down and like, oh, maybe I want this, maybe I don't. Whether I get it or not doesn't matter. It's got to be something that you really want, that means something to you.
Okay.
Okay? And, again, state it in the positive. don't write what you don't want, but write what you want.
Okay.
Okay.
So is there anything on your list, you know, the list that you personally wrote 10 years ago that you still haven't achieved? I think you said you've achieved all
of
it.
I've achieved all of them. And so, you know, I've written more lists. And it's very interesting, you know, there are times when that desire is just there and you express it and it just kind of happens. I want to tell you this story, okay, about this time when I was driving this nice little Proton Saga Aerobag, right? Iswara Aerobag. I love that car. It was a pretty nippy little thing. But I saw another car that I wanted, a four-wheel drive. And I always thought I was of myself as a four-wheel kind of girl, right? So I wanted this other car. And I said to my husband, ooh, I really love this car. I can just see myself zipping around in it, right? And actually test drove the car as well. But then I said to him, well, I don't think we could afford this, you know, mm-hmm. because it's a bit beyond our budget and I don't want to go and stretch my budget right now. And guess what? I went off for a working trip. And when I came back, my husband came to fetch me and he said, well, something to the effect of, well, that's your car. And guess what? It was this car that right. I wanted. And I said, you're kidding me. He said, no. I said, how are we affording this? You know, did we sell everything that we own to buy this car? And he said, no. I worked out a deal. It was a six-month-old car that he got, and he worked out a deal where he got it at a really good discount. And also, when I traded in my little car, we were just able to manage that car. And I'm like, wow, you know. So it's like you want something badly enough.
The universe will provide.
Well, hopefully. Universe will provide. Yeah, but it's also got to be. You got to do a bit of logistics and planning to get it as well. This whole thing about just visualize and it will come. I don't know about that.
Okay.
You know?
So, what if you can't pinpoint exactly what it is you want? What do you do?
Okay. What you do is to look at the various areas of your life, and if you feel that your life is comfortable and you know I don't really want any change, just examine each segment of your life, your career, your health, maybe your spirituality, your leisure, finances, you know. Look at any of these areas and ask yourself, you might not necessarily be unhappy, but you could maybe do better.
Yeah.
Right? You could. We can always do better.
Yeah, perhaps there is one area that you feel is lacking.
Yeah.
Maybe the spiritual aspect of
that's
your
right.
life.
That's right. And I said, you know, last week I talked about how I had, you know, bad feeling inside about not being fulfilled, and I kind of ignored it for a long time until I couldn't, because you know it manifested itself in throat problems. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it might not be so dramatic for other people, but you just know this niggling little thing in your stomach or throat or something. And then you ask yourself a few questions. You ask yourself, in this particular area where you're focusing on, are you getting the results that you want? And if you're not getting the results that you want, how could things be better? And you ask yourself in that particular area, the different segments, mm-hmm. are you fulfilled? Are you operating at optimum? Have you got everything that you want there? And if you don't, then you could work to make it better. Okay. Or is there any conflict, any congruence, incongruence, you know?
Can we give an example? For example, let's choose an area. Let's say, relationship.
All right.
You're a single woman in your 30s, perhaps. Okay. You would like to find a partner, your soulmate.
Okay.
Let's do number one. Where are you not getting the results that you want?
Okay. So if you're in a relationship, examine the relationship, the outcome that you want from this relationship. Okay. Maybe you want it to go to some sort of point where, you know, the nature of that relationship changes. So what you want to be doing is looking, as I said earlier, take feedback from things that have happened before. Maybe it's something to do with you. Maybe you need to broaden your maps. You know, maybe you need to be putting yourself more into the shoes of the other party in a relationship. Now, let's say you don't have anybody at all. Then you've got to be thinking, what do you want? What do you want in your life? Do you want to go home and have somebody there beside you to cook for and hang out with and go see movies with? If you're happy being alone, fine.
Yeah.
But if you're not, then, you know, you got to ask yourself what you want and picture what sort of person you want. Now, next week we'll talk about values, and then, you know, that will really help you to clarify what kind of person you really want in a relationship. But right now, suffice to say that you just visualize what you want in a relationship, what type of person, what do you want to be doing with this person. Okay?
Okay.
You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.